Hello, this is Bert Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit within us, your hand on us, for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And Father, right now, for the person listening to this who really needs to know you love them and care for them, Father, just demonstrate your love to them through your word and into their spirit and into their hearts, Father God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory as Holy Spirit shows us what we need to know in the Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're talking about mind renewal equals spirit dominion. We've been hanging out in Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 7, Romans chapter 12 about renewing our minds, verses 1, 2, and 3. Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. I encourage you to go back and meditate on that and read it again. And last time we got into Ephesians chapter 4. This time we want to look at the fact that we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 13 through 16. 1 Corinthians 2, 13 through 16. I'm going to read it again from the King James and the Amplified Classic. You can follow along in whatever version you're reading. Boy, I know they're just great versions out there. Somebody asked me one time, why do you use so many translations? Well, I'm no Greek or Hebrew scholar. I've studied a little bit of it. And I can use a concordance. I can look it up online. But the translators have done a lot of work for us. So let's enjoy what they've said. King James Version, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 13 through 16. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I've always loved that. Let's read on. We'll comment on it in a minute. But verse 14, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of Christ that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now I want to read those same verses from the Amplified Classic. Verse 13, 1 Corinthians 2, 13 through 16 from the Amplified Classic. And we are setting these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom. Amen. Thank you, Paul. But taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. Now, that is one of the best ways I know to express this. When we take the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to bring a rhema, to make it come alive and become a rhema or a specific word to us personally, and we receive that revelation knowledge, He's combining spiritual truths from the Word in a language to us that we can understand. Now, I may not understand with my mind immediately. In fact, that's been just a real thought that a lot of people have had that I think we've already discussed here. But to me, the way I see this, and people can see it differently, that's cool. But I see this as the Word is combining what is spiritual. The Holy Spirit's combining what is spiritual, which is the Word, with what is spiritual, which is the Holy Spirit within us. So it comes to our spirit first, and then we can renew our mind by speaking it, by reading it, by studying it, by acting on it, and meditating on it. So I love the word picture there of the Holy Spirit taking these truths and placing them in our spirit, and the Holy Spirit through our spirit activating that to be moved into our soulish realm, our mind, will, and emotions, and our body, so that we can become in unity with the Word. Let's read on. I'm getting off track here. But the natural non-spirit, verse 14, but the natural non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for they're folly, meaningless nonsense to him, and he is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming more better acquainted with them, because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated. But the spiritual man tries all things. See, you don't take it just because you hear some Bible teacher, me, anybody, say it. You need to hear from the Word of God in your own spirit. What is God? How is God applying that to you? Investigate it, examine it, inquires into, questions and discerns all things. Yet he himself to be put on trial. Yet is himself to be put on trial and judged by no one. In other words, he can read the meaning of everything, but no one can properly discern or appraise or get an insight into him. Isn't that the truth? You are weird to some people. You are foolish to some people because you're standing on the Word. But really, it's the exact opposite. Because we're standing on the Word, the rest of the world needs to catch up. Amen? That was a nice way of saying that, I guess. Verse 16, who has known and understood the mind, the counsels, and purposes of the Lord as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. Now, in this last episode and then this episode, I've read the King James and the Amplified Classic of kind of rather long sections, but I encourage you to get into that yourself, all right? But I wanted to set the stage here because the natural man thinks that the Word of God is foolish. But we need to renew our minds to God's thoughts. You know, you heard, you know, God's ways are not our way. His ways are higher than our ways. That's right. But we have the mind of Christ. Period. We have the mind of Christ. Okay. So the natural man thinks differently than we do. And we think like natural men until we put off this old self and get our mind renewed in the spirit of our mind. So we need to bring our thoughts into harmony with God's thoughts. Praise God. See, the mind of Christ is already in you. It's in our spirit man, but it needs to be let out. So let's get the mind in our soulish realm to agree with the mind of Christ in our spirits. Amen. Praise God. Did you get that? Let's get the mind that's within our soulish realm, our mind, will, and emotions. Let's get that to agree with the mind of Christ that's already in our spirits. Don't let your mind be ruled by senses, by sense knowledge reasoning. And it's wonderful to develop our intellect and develop our mind. But praise God, I want to develop my mind in line with the Word of God. Amen? I mean, I can learn different things, and I love certain areas of life that I can learn in the natural things. But the most important is the spirit man and the Word of God, and to renew my mind to that Word. I want to close today by reading from F.F. Bosworth's book, Christ the Healer. That's F.F. Bosworth. Great book on healing. But he, on page 136, he has a paragraph, and he's entitled it, The Right Mental Attitude. Let's listen to what he says. No person who allows his mind to be ruled by his senses can have victorious faith. The mind that is ruled by the senses lives in a realm of uncertainty. Until God's Word gains mastery over your mind will be swayed by feelings and by things you see or hear rather than by the Word of God. The mind and thoughts of those seeking healing must be renewed, quote unquote, so as to be brought into harmony with the mind of God as revealed in the Bible and pointed out in our healing literature. Faith for God's promised blessings is the result of knowing and acting on God's Word. The right mental attitude, or the renewed mind, according to Romans 12:2, makes steadfast faith possible to all. Praise God. He goes on to say, God always heals when he can get the right cooperation. Hallelujah. We've got to have faith. Faith pleases God, and the right mental attitude allows that faith to work. I want to pray for you today that you will be encouraged in the Word and by the Holy Spirit to get in the Word and for yourself and see victory in whatever area you're looking for it in. Father God, I thank you for your love and your goodness and mercy. I thank you as this believer hears your Word, that your Word makes the difference in our life. Your Word brings life because it is life. It's the living Word. And as we speak that Word forth and hear that Word, our faith grows. Our faith grows. And the mind of Christ in our spirit creates unity within our soulish realm, our mind, will, and emotions, so that spirit, soul, and body, we're walking as one and allowing Christ to flow through us in every area of our lives. Thank you, Lord God, that our faith will not fail. Our faith will be victorious as we stand on your word. Thank you for your word. I pray that this believer listening to this podcast episode right now will continue to move forward no matter what the enemy has tried to throw at them. They will stand on that word and see victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.